Yeah, that's definitely a hard problem to solve. I will definitely give you that, as I will have always given you that. But I'm trying to think of, like, you know, ways to try to get away from that and also get the coax to be able to support how far you have to get away from that. I really haven't. I don't have to deal with anything like that in my neighborhood. Although I did, if you remember when I lived in Ferndale, I had that, like, really bad noise on 2 meters. And sometimes it would hit 10 meters, too, and sometimes 6. And I would turn on my radio, it would be, like, you know, 20 over S9 noise. And I'm like, I can't deal with this. Like, ugh. But, like, at least for the 2-meter side, that's when I was getting into building the Yagi's. And I had built that my first VHF Yagi, 6 elements, and I had to deal with soft copper because that's all I had, and it was 2020, and I couldn't go to hardware stores to get anything better. So I just kind of dealt with what I could deal with. But, yeah, it's like, yeah, that's how I was able to figure out where it was coming from. And then as I improved that antenna, that's how I was able to, like, kind of mitigate and also put the change where it was on the property. That's how I was able to mitigate it. But, yeah, thankfully it wasn't one of those, like, all-encompassing BS things like you're talking about. That would just be, like, there's probably a solution, but, ugh. KW.